For numerous years, the co-angler on the FLW trail has been very, very important, and recently, the BASS trail has ratcheted it up a lot as well. With me today is Chris Kester, and Chris just won the Grand Lake Co-Angler Division at the Elite Series Tournament. And Chris, you've got a boat to sell.
Yeah, it's true. It's a pretty good deal. I'm pretty happy with it. It feels like it's been a long time coming. I've put myself in the right position a lot of times, and I haven't ever been able to finish the job, and I've always known I had what it took to be on that upper echelon of co-anglers that are just consistently successful. But at some point, you got to put that win on your resume to really be able to claim that.
Well, it's a nice role to be a co-angler because you get to learn from a lot of the good pros, but a lot of the co-anglers in their own right have got exceptional skills, and at the FLW trail, you notice that guys who have been converted from the back of the boat to the front of the boat, and you know, in the last 2 years, of course, the FLW Championship, you've been to both of those that you've qualified for and made it to the second tier as well in that big tournament, but that back seat role is very, very important at FLW.
Yeah, it really is. The FLW Tour really, you know, for years has been very supportive of co-anglers and has really emphasized their importance, has never really minimized them. They give them lots of coverage on the website. They give them really good payouts and really good opportunities to fish in tournaments, and it's a great deal. And the FLW Tour is where I've been the past few years for that reason. It's the best co-angler opportunity and the best competition. But Bass has really picked up the slack this year. They caught some flack over changing some of the rules on their tour-level events for co-anglers last year. You know, I was part of that. I wrote a piece that was critical of them going to that shared weight format. But to their credit, tremendously to their credit, they realized that that was kind of a mistake, and the feedback that they got from some of the co-anglers on the Bass side inspired them to go ahead and change it back and change it to a competitive co-angler format. And because of my personal situation, moving from North Carolina to Arkansas, I just wasn't able to fish the full FLW Tour this year. I would have liked to, but I had to fish something, and the Elite Series events, there's a couple that were fairly close here to Rogers at Grand Lake and then up at Table Rock, so I went ahead and put in for those, and it was a great experience. They're doing a great job by the co-anglers, and they're giving them a lot of coverage and stuff at this point, too, and it's exciting for co-anglers to have that additional opportunity on both tours.
Well, I think you make a great point, you know, and one of the things about Bass that I've always thought and respected is the fact that if they make a mistake, they can change that rule back. And I think, you know, sometimes people think maybe they do that too much, but I think that's something that you're starting to see more at the, you know, pro level, is they really looking at all the facets of it, whether it's the pro angler or the co-angler or whatever it may be, and trying to make those rules as professional as they can.
Yeah, it gets a little, you know, it gets a little frustrating to anglers and especially to fans when it seems like from year to year you don't understand the qualifications and the rules and all that stuff. But when you look at it from a reasonable perspective, the as fast as the sport is growing and changing, there's just no other way around it. If you want to do a good job, you're going to have to remain kind of fluid and flexible in how you do things. And Bass has been excellent at that. You know, every time, you know, you get a whole lot of people out there that are just willing for you to make a misstep and do something to criticize or whatever. But to their credit, they just, you know, they forge on. They're able to adjust things the way that they need to be done. And all of us serious co-anglers, especially those guys that have consistently fished the Bass Tour in the past, guys like the kind of legendary co-angler guys like Howard Stevens, Patrick Wilson, I know those guys really appreciate the opportunity that Bass has recreated for them.
Well, Chris, as a guy that's a veterinarian by trade, and you've moved yourself to Rogers, Arkansas, but your family's still in North Carolina in transition, you know, there's got to be a lot of consternation when you go fish a tournament like this, thinking, well, my family's at home, I'm doing this, but you made the choice to do this, and then all of a sudden now the wind comes, that's got to be fun for you.
Oh, it's hilarious how it worked out. You know, most of these tournaments I go in with a real good attitude and just, you know, I'm going to go, and if I don't do well or I don't win, I'm going to learn something. You know, I don't think I've ever gone into a tournament just thinking about a paycheck, because that's just not the way to approach it as a co-angler. That's the wrong attitude. But going into this event, that's exactly the way I felt, because the timing was so bad with our move, trying to get our house in North Carolina ready to sell. We're trying to get Amy and the kids moved out here, and I'm out here trying to work and driving back and forth and burning tons of gas, and it's crazy. I flew back from North Carolina the day before. I drove out to Grand Lake to pre-fish for this event, and honestly, the week before the event, I really didn't want to fish it. They had my entry fee, though, and I just, as broke as we've been with all this move, I couldn't just give away that $750, so I had to go fish it and get it back. And I told my wife before the event, if I can't get a top three here, I'll consider this whole thing a bust. And so I, I really kind of bared down and took my practice real seriously and was able to stay really focused during the tournament because I had to have a top performance out of it, or it would have been a bad move altogether. And it worked out that way. I don't know, maybe I should fish with a little more urgency, a little more often. It seemed to work out this week.
Well, you know, you alluded to the fact that, you know, you've always fished FLW, but this was a bass event. And you move across the street a little bit and you talk about, hey, you know, this thing's shaping up pretty well. As a co-angler, though, there's a lot of things that are different. I mean, the way you fish, where you can cast to, the bait selection, some of those kind of things. That makes it a little bit more difficult, doesn't it, no matter which trail that you're fishing?
Well, I don't know if it's more difficult. It's just different. It takes a different approach. You know, guys that are hard-charging, front-of-the-boat type of guys, you run into some trouble when you get a guy who's a serious club angler, a serious local angler, and then the big tour comes into town. And he fishes as a co-angler because it just takes a different attitude. You have to realize that you're not going to have great opportunities 100% of the day, and you got to take what you can get while you can get it. And when a guy's running parallel in a bluff wall throwing a crankbait, you can't sit back there and stomp your feet and hold your breath. You just got to find a way to catch some fish or wait for your next opportunity. That's really what it takes. So, not any harder or easier, just different. It takes a little bit of a different mental approach to be able to push on through it. And the guys that are able to do that are the guys that are able to have consistent success from the back of the boat, and I hope to fit in that category.
Well, as a guy that has fished both tours, you know, from the back of the boat, are there differences that you see, you know, with the Elite Series versus FLW Series now that you've done both of them, or are they pretty similar?
I think there's two major differences. And from year to year, the rules and payouts and everything change, so this may be entirely different next year. But right now, There's two fundamental differences to me. I'll say three fundamental differences. One is the field size. In the Elite Series, field is about half the size of the FLW Tour, so you're competing against half of the guys. The level of competition, I think, now here I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about after I've fished all of one Elite Series event, but I feel like the level of competition at the back of the boat on the FLW Tour is considerably higher because you just get a higher percentage of guys that are really serious co-anglers, guys that fish the entire season, they fish for the points, they fish for the championship, some really outstanding co-anglers on that circuit, guys like Trevor Jenkins and guys like Jason Knapp in the past and fellas like that are just consistently excellent from the back of the boat, Greg Gulledge and Keith Pace, and these guys are just terminators. Fortunately for me, they keep turning pro, so I have to keep fishing against them. On the Bass Tour, I think, on the Elite Series, you know, because they don't fish for a whole season, they don't fish for points, you get a lot of guys that just fish one or two tournaments. Maybe some local guys who just get in it to fish with the pro on their home lake or whatever. They maybe, you know, not that they're not just as good a fisherman as any of us, but they maybe are a little more relaxed about it, don't take it quite as seriously and aren't quite as hard charging about it. And I think from a competition standpoint, that helps guys like me a little bit. And the other thing, the other thing that I think is a significant difference at this point is the fact that FLW Tour runs five fish limits for co-anglers, and the Bass Elite Series right now has gone to a three fish limit for co-anglers. And that really does make a big fundamental difference for a couple of reasons, and honestly, that may be a big part of the reason why I won this tournament with only a three fish limit, especially on an outstanding lake like Grand. Boy, you know you're just going to get your chance to catch three, and honestly, because the co-angler game is usually a game of limiting the field to death. If you can catch five every day, you're going to be fine every single tournament. When it's a three-fish limit, it's a little bit of a strange position for a co-angler to be in because you really have to start thinking about quality, which is something pros always have to worry about, but co-anglers don't. If you get a quality fish, great. If you don't, you're fine if you catch five anyway. In this tournament, that's one of the reasons that I kept that big True Tungsten Jason Quinn jig in my hand for a lot of the time was I knew it just generated a bigger average bite, and during the tournament, that really bared itself out. I caught some important fish on a Berkeley Gold shaky worm, but the jig was absolutely the key for me. I weighed almost a 3-pound average for the tournament, and that's almost unheard of, you know, as a co-angler, even on some of the best fisheries. So the three fish limit changes your attitude about how you fish a little bit, there's in some ways that helps you out. In some ways, that might hurt you a little bit, but it's just a little bit different, and that's one of the big differences to me.
Well, I guess I got to ask you very quickly here. Who were the three guys that you fished with, or the days that you fished? Who did you fish with?
Man, I had great partners. I fished with Mike Reynolds the first day, and he was just outstanding. Just a fun guy to fish with. You know, a guy who's got a pretty good history. He's just one of those pros that he's kind of on that tier where he has the talent and the ability and the resume where if he can just just takes it up one notch. He's going to be right there with everybody. The second day I fished with Steve Daniel, who I fished with before on the FLW Tour. He is just an excellent draw. He's a great guy to fish with. I always learn something when I fish with him. He's a jerkbait master, and he threw that jerkbait a bunch. And although he didn't stack him up real good, he does some things with that jerkbait that nobody does, and I really feel like I learned something. I mean, I'm on the internet last night looking up, trying to look up these custom jerkbait rods that he uses, made by Nutter Rod and Reel in Georgia, and it's just amazing what he can do with that big Rapala husky jerk. And I'm going to go ahead and learn that technique because he was just so dang good at it. He caught jerkbait fish. In ways I didn't even know you could catch jerkbait fish. And then the third day I fished with Mike Iaconelli. After this experience, it speaks for itself. Having 20 or 30 spectator boats follow you all day, Grand Lake spectator boats were just awesome, just so respectful, and just stayed back and cheered us on. It was really fun. Mike is a great guy to fish with. He's a real dynamic angler, and he was a lot of fun. And he fished hard all day. He really helped me out. He went in shoulder deep on a fish that got me hung up on a dock and went hand to hand for it with me. And I fished with old Mike every day. He was a real great partner. And all three of these guys, the key was they just had me around the right quality fish that I could get a quality bite every day. I caught a fish over 4 pounds every day. I caught a 5-pounder on the last day. As soon as I landed it, Iaconelli says, man, that's a 7-pounder. So I knew it probably weighed, around 5 pounds or so. It was great. It was a great experience all around. As a co-angler, the one thing that I always have to keep in my mind, and it's kind of a motto I live by, is luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. You can't always control your opportunity as a co-angler. You just have to prepare right and hope that you get the opportunity during the tournament. And when it comes together for you, great things happen, and that's what happened to me at Grand Lake.
Well, Chris, thanks for being with us, and congratulations on a great win at the Elite Series Co-Angler Field. Thank you.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Anytime, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.